Podcast. Maloni, talohani, talofalava, maloli soifu malelangi mama, kiorana, maloelelei, fakalofalahiatu, talofa, kokumelemele puka, mau mai te ama, e momo lava pikia pe te tato tamana I talangi mo tana tauhinga, mana haka manuianga, mo ki tato uma. Mo te ola ma te maloi ku maue ki tato, o ka tino ing tato tamahaina benei. Ia. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahang hai tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Here, my East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mahalo hi ma te tau tō mo a tātou kāinga pahe huka I Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, te ama.
It is a beautiful morning, and we praise God again for waking us up this morning. A lot of people didn't make it, and tonight will be somebody's last good night. So praise God that we are here right now. And before we start and continue with our program, as usual, we will start with a word of prayer. Tato tutalo amatainai la tato pokalame.
Ya tato vi iele swafu manuma Lord. O tatu matai sili, lele ia mato te fafuiakul vi inga malfaf tai, hawa o aulia nei tai am matangu fia tusa malong alofa. Lele ia pui pui pea mato, awa te au mngalwenga nei, aso jute I tono matua inga. Ai maise mato wa ngalwenga fita I kunga, lele ia to my law au a wale nei pokalame lunga le e lo mato tama a wale soi fu malo loina o tatu tangata e ala e alala nei I Aotearoa I lo suafa mano malo Amen
Amen tatala fatu ili mamalu ole atu pacifica ele ne taiafo vi epi alavaletoa. We are so blessed and privileged to have with us in the studio right now our very own guest speaker, Tutuila Lefeau Leo Sauvao Ba'auli. Currently, he is the community liaison Pacific Heartbeat lead, which is from Heart Foundation. A little bit about his background before he comes on and to tell you more about our guest speaker, the special one for this morning. Tutuila matai tu la fale mai faf stotai lefeau matai tu la fale mai faf fasitotai Leo Sauvao Ba'auli. He is from Heart Foundation, is currently that's who he is now. His title is the community liaison Pacific Heartbeat lead Heart Foundation. He was educated at De La Salle College, Mangere, and he's been a school teacher for 25 years, and we're looking forward to be sharing with us his passion about helping not only our children in education, but now in Heart Foundation. And so at this very moment, on behalf of Te Ama, I'd like to welcome you. Talo falava ilawe wa fionga tutuila, maalol soifua.
Ja, langi ma mumono ufafalo etu. Ma ufalofaku le swafa manu maalol ne taiau. Taiau, manimo taiau tatoa, faftai mo le avanoa.
Thank you. So, for the sake of our listeners, tutuila, would you please just, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and where you were born.
Okay, thank you. Fale, originally I was born in Wellington, stayed in Wellington for a couple of years, and then my parents moved up here to Auckland, to Mangere, or Mangere. So I did most of my education in Mangere, went to De La Salle College there in Mangere East, and after that, went on to train as a teacher, and I've taught. I originally trained as a primary teacher, but then moved into secondary school teaching, and been, as you said, 25 years as a secondary school teacher, and finished off at Tangaroa College, where I was teaching in Otara for 10 years. As a PE and health teacher, so my curriculum is PE and health. And then after completing my master's in educational leadership at AUT, I looked further afield and decided to move into something outside of teaching, which was very fortunate enough that the Heart Foundation, there was a vacancy going there for Pacific Community Liaison Lead. So, yeah, just tied in everything with my teaching, working with young Pacifica youth and children and families, and moving into the more the community side of things and dealing with our community.
Thank you. I noticed also that you are from a family of six, four boys and two girls.
Yes, yes, four boys and two girls. Most of them live in New Zealand, and my other brother lives in Australia. So, yeah, all New Zealand-born Samoan.
All right. And so is anyone else with you in education, a teacher or a doctor?
No. My brother, he's who's here in Auckland, is he's a manager from an engineering background. He's a manager, and my other brother is a warehouse manager also in Australia. And my sister, she's in hospitality in Christchurch. She works for the Scenic Hotel in Christchurch.
Right, thank you. So you've been a teacher for 25 years. And so there would have been a passion of yours. What made you want to become a teacher in the first place?
Well, it's quite a funny story. I, like a lot of young Pacifica people, I wasn't too sure of what I was going to do when I was going to leave school because of my size and height. People thought I was going to become a police officer, but it wasn't until a teacher, a very renowned teacher at De La Salle College by the name of Arthur Solomon, he said to me, Leo, hey, what did you think about teaching? And at that time, I didn't really think much about it. And so, yeah, towards the end of my sixth and seventh form year, as it was known back then, I took a, you know, I thought about it and really, you know, thought I'd give it a go. And so I applied to become a teacher. And it was probably from there that I sort of realised that I could actually make a difference for our Pacifica, Māori and Pacifica people. So that really spurred me into becoming a teacher.
So you've been a teacher in New Zealand for the 25 years?
Yes, I actually taught in Samoa for maybe 3 years. I taught at Waiala Beach School, and I also taught at Malisi Mulivai. So I actually, Waiala Beach was good, it was a good experience. But towards my time, I thought that I needed to move into something where, because my main reason was returning to Samoa, was to, because my mum had relocated to Samoa, spend some time with my mum, but also to really, because my Samoan wasn't the best, so I wanted to really pick up on my fluency in Samoan. So that's why I decided to move to and teach at Malisi and Mulivai.
Very good. So now that you have moved away from teaching, 25 years is a long time, and also had the opportunity to teach in Samoa for 3 years. So from your experience, how do you see education now with the generation now? Not that you don't actually, to our beautiful listeners, he doesn't look old, but he has a child who is at uni. Your experience in Samoa and also here in New Zealand?
Definitely in Samoa, the students are a lot more, if I use the word, obedient. They come to school and they've got that real passion to learn. But, from the upbringing while in New Zealand, you know, it is, you know, a lot of it is dependent on how well they're brought up by their parents in regards to how they apply themselves in school. So, yeah, big differences, but unfortunately with the advent of technology, that does cause a few problems with our education of our young people.
So in Samoa, do they still have that the upbringing with regards to whaaloalo? Have you noticed that? Is there any change?
Yes, definitely. Tu maanga I wha Samoa, it's still there. It definitely is still there. But one thing when you teach in Samoa, when I started off at Mulivai, I spoke a lot of English, but then I found that was a waste of time. So, you know, I really was forced to speak in Samoa, and so it was a really good experience, very humbling experience also, because in when I taught at Mulivai, every Friday, I always remember the boys would come with their sabelos to school, and there was no and they'd do a work ngaruenga, and they would cut the grass and tidy up the grounds themselves, a far cry from students here in Aotearoa.
So you're married to your beautiful Samoan wife, and also you have three wonderful children.
Yes,
you want to shout out to your wife?
Yeah. yes, my beautiful wife, Aliti Sami Solia, niece Solia Va'auli, from her father's from Falealupo and mother's from Faskooka, and obviously my children, Francis, who's studying to be a doctor. Uh-huh. At Auckland University, and Anastasia, and Marcelino, who's my son, he's at St. Paul's College, just down the road here in Ponsonby.
So one's going to become a doctor. Would one of your son will be following your footsteps as a teacher?
No, he is pretty keen on being an engineer or a builder. So, I'm pretty happy that he's sort of thought about a pathway already at, he's only year 10, so as we know, things change, but at least he's got a goal of set for himself.
And your hobbies, you like your anganu'u, Samoa?
Yes, obviously, being a matai tula whale, I've got to be able to speak. So, probably in 2012, my father passed away, and that event has spurred me into taking anganu'u classes at PEC. So I've been on the journey of being able to speak, because as we know, there's two sort of languages, a language of Matais and your normal everyday Samoan. So it's a journey that I've thoroughly enjoyed, and a journey which will never be complete.
The Matai title that you have, am I right? You have two titles?
Yes, two titles, Te Tuila Le Ri'i O Ainga, which is part of the Whalifiku and Whastotai, and Le Whe Au, which is another Tula Whale title from the Ainga Sakawai'i and Samoa. So those are from my mum's side.
Yes. Mum's side. And so you're close to Whalasiu?
Yes, yes. Close to Whaleasiu, my dad actually holds the, he passed away, he was a Salvao. So Salvao was part of the Falkolu, or the three main speakers of Whaleasiu.
Yes.
Yeah, so, Ana.
Yeah, correct. So I'm from Whaleasiu myself.
Oi, maro, maro.
Yes, so so your children, lastly, before we continue on to Heart Foundation, would you like to shout out to your children?
Yes, hopefully they're working hard. Mm. I know Frances, my eldest, is always working hard. Stasia, she's probably, she's probably in class as well. And of course, Marcelino, who was in the Samoan group. So as we know, the Samoan group has been cancelled. So yes, shout out to my three young kids.
All right. And so moving on, Pacific Heartbeat services and programs seek to increase Pacific people's knowledge and understanding of lifestyle actions that contribute to heart and other chronic disease. Pacific people are supported to be effective change agents by influencing their families and communities to make healthier choices. Would you like to shout out to your team?
Yes, definitely shout out to our team. A few of our team are away today. But to Jill, Takui, Sue, Balangi Sue, Ashley, Maria, Alex, and our manager, Mafi Funaki Taifute, definitely Maloa Pito.
Maloa Pito. And also, I noticed that you do have AUT certificate in proficiency in Pacifica nutrition. That sounds really good.
Yeah, that's a really fantastic initiative that Pacific Heartbeat. We run a 6-week course. It's an AUT certified level 4 course, which is run over 6 nights. It's and so a lot of our participants in that course have used that as a stepping stone into public health or into health promotion. So it's run by Pacifica, our amazing trainers, Takui, Sue, Maria, and Alex. And we're actually running only one in Auckland this year, in June. So enrollments are starting to fill up as we're running two out of Auckland. The team will be heading down to Tokoroa to run our CPPN, as it's known, and later in the year, one in Wellington. So we usually deliver 3 per year, 2 in Auckland and 1 out of Auckland, but this year, due to demand, it's only 1 in Auckland.
Yes, this it's a really, really good course, and it's good while you're here, you can, you know, promote it as well. And all right, so I see that you're really wanting to teach knowledge and understanding to our people with regards to having good nutrition and having more active lives. Do you find our people, especially the age 50 upward, do they get that message about looking after themselves and also being smoke-free?
Well, as you know, with our Pacifica, family is the first priority. Church is usually number two, and number three is health. So health is always lower down the ladder. So what we try and do is, with our amazing team, is try to engage with our people. We run sort of three levels. First of all, we run workshops at community level, and that might look like through Pasifika or Aonga Mata ECEs, where we will run workshops with their teachers and parents, maybe over two nights. And also, we have been doing a lot of work with Prokia and their HVAS program, and working with a number of their churches in the Auckland area. And that's been very successful, especially with our people. And they've learned a lot of knowledge, because, as you know, knowledge is power. And so it's slowly pitching that message to them, and a bit like the apostolo Paulo, taulongolongo e tupuaile fatuutua. So we've got to keep preaching that message, showing them, and then hopefully the doors will open.
So, Tutuila, from a teacher to community liaison, Pacific Heartbeat, Lead Heart Foundation, how do you see being in school, and now you're still in education, training our people to look after, as you were mentioning, this is the temple of God, right? Where the Holy Spirit is dwelling. So we do need to have that understanding about taking care of our bodies. Do we receive that quite well from...
Obviously, it's the way that the message is pitched to our people. So the great thing about Pacific Heartbeat is we have some awesome trainers. And, you know, our people, they love that that humor aspect. So we when we deliver our workshops, we make sure it's fun and very engaging. And then our people really enjoy it. And we get them to participate. And it's, and then the messages obviously sink in. And the probably another thing is the ladies, they leave them a little bit of a recipe or something to try at the end of the session, a recipe, a healthy recipe. Because the other thing with the Pacific Heartbeat is we do have a lot of resources in the language, Cook Island, Samoan, Tongan, Niue. So a lot of the resources around diabetes, with the heart and other non-communicable diseases, we've got in the languages, which is very, very appealing to our people.
I like one of your objectives is, say, to increase Pacific people's knowledge and understanding of the benefits of good nutrition, of having more active lives and being smoke-free. To our audience, Tutuila do look really healthy. And yes, he does look like a policeman when you see him the first time. But now you know that he's a teacher. And because he looks healthy, I'm just going to ask him that question. He may not like me after that. So you go out and you preach the message. Do you walk the talk?
Yes, I do my best with my wife. My wife and my kids, we go for a walk, and what we've been doing is going up to Mount Eden. We go up to the summit of Mount Eden. And my son, he's actually got he's got a bench press and weights in the back of our house. So now and then, his old man has to show him how it's done. So yes, definitely something that I do. And another thing that we've done as a family, we've recently completed the Pacific Heartbeat. We've been having cooking classes. So I've taken my kids along to that classes. So we've done it as a family. So my kids see the benefit of healthy cooking. And also, so my wife and I can have a rest and they can do the cooking. That was the other objective.
Yes, I was going to ask that about nutrition. Because lately, I guess it's probably come with age, and I realize the importance of good nutrition. So I've challenged myself to be a vegetarian, but to still have fish.
Fish.
What do you call that? Part-time vegetarian?
Yeah, part-time. Yeah.
Good, yes, but I've enjoyed that. And it's actually working for me, not having meat. And this is going on 4 months now.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and well, I do feel the difference.
Yeah, well, my mum, who spends most of her time in Samoa, the only thing she sort of eats is fish and more Samoa. So she doesn't have anything else. So that, yeah, and she's definitely, it's helped with her and her later years of life. But I think I'd struggle to just stick to fish.
Yes, especially, you know, it's good to be able to have access to fresh taro, bananas, you know, pawpaws and things like that sometimes. I do miss that life, you know. So now you've been at Heart Foundation for almost 2 years. So tell us your experience, you know, your discovery of the level of people that you are dealing with, mostly, especially coming away from being a teacher.
Well, moving into this position, it's quite a new position, a community liaison lead. And the position was created because probably number one is to get the image or get the name of Pacific Heartbeat out there amongst our community. But also we had a team of trainers and they just didn't have the time to get out there and talk to our community. That's been a bit of a journey for myself. But going into this job, I used a lot of the contacts that I had through my community, through my peers, and through church. So that was my first connection. But our people, they are a bit hesitant. You know, they laugh about it, but then in the end, the stats are not good, and so that's probably with our people. It's not till an event happens, and then they take it a bit more seriously.
I see that you have three different courses running. Would you like to take this opportunity to talk about these three different courses and how long and how much, and are they free?
Okay, thank you. Our first one is a community-based one. It's based there for our community. So that could be for any churches, any groups, also our ECEs or Aonga Matas. So that usually it's probably a day workshop, or it can run over 2 evenings. The other fantastic thing about our CNC or Community Nutrition Workshop, it can be delivered in the languages, being Samoan and Tongan, so and English. And that there is a slight charge on that, which is 15 to 20 tala or dollars per person. Our next one is a WNC, and that's targeted at looking at our workforce. So we've done workshops for the Ministry for Pacific Peoples, Whakatau Tua. And Whakatau Tua, we did one for the Auckland office in Wellington. And this week we're heading into the New Zealand Police in Manukau. So that is around for the workforce and very similar time frame. It can be done over a day or 2 evenings, but what we find in the workforce is they like to have it in a day. And we've got one in May for our Auckland Council through Councillor Lotu Fuli. So that's looking at our workforce nutrition. And then the last one, which I've already been through, is our CPPN, which is the AUT certified courses. So those are our three courses that we run. We are flexible in terms of delivery. We deliver to across New Zealand, the three main DHBs in Auckland, Waikato, Wellington, and Christchurch. So our team can travel around Aotearoa, but obviously with the coronavirus, we might have to put a few more of them online or Zoom or through the internet.
When you speak about nutrition and the portion, you know, with us Pacific, there's no such vocabulary as portion. Mm-hmm. How are you finding that, the challenges of having to
That is a massive challenge for our people because, portions, that sometimes is you show them your fist size for your carbohydrates or your meat and they think it's times three or times four. But, just in regards to that, we show them and demonstrate to them that, portion control is a big part in reducing obesity and other non-communicable diseases. So, yeah, it is a challenge. But in the end, a lot of them do try. And we do have, the one thing that we give them is a portion plate. And hopefully they don't use it for as a frisbee. They actually use it as a guide.
You know, growing up in Samoa at a young age, there was no such thing as, portion as portion. We are talking. We can have a very big pot with a one tin of corned beef, maybe, or sardine, and we fill it up with vegetables, and that feeds the whole family. And then we have the taro, the bananas, the pawpaws, the avocados, that we get fresh every day. That part we missed. But coming here, where we have a lot of meat and hardly have vegetable or fruit, and of course, expensive. So nutrition would be a hard word to get across to our people because we just eat what we get.
Yes, and that is a challenge, a massive challenge. Obviously, in the islands, there's more fresh. Fresh is best, but in Aotearoa, a lot of processed food. And the one thing that we do have is through our recipe books, they show different sort of meals on a budget. And also through our cooking class, the one thing I enjoyed about our recently completed cooking class was everything was done on a budget, and they showed us that frozen vegetables is just as good as anything else. Frozen vegetables are cheap, and you get a lot of fiber, which fills you up and helps with the sweeper, they call it, in our body.
And to our beautiful listeners, you've been listening to Tutuila Community Liaison, Pacific Heartbeat Lead Heart Foundation. And my next question, with regards to smoke-free, how do we get across in telling someone who's been addicted to smoking for most of their lives and trying to help them to stop?
Well, back in a few years ago, Tala Pasifika was the smoking arm of Pacific Heartbeat, so that contract has actually moved away. So what we do is we refer them to, there's quite a few providers like the Whānau and Procare who have Smoking Cessation, who have community people that work with those that want to, as they say, kick the habit in terms of smoking. So, we would refer them on to those agencies or Pacifica providers that can help them in depth in regards to getting away from smoking.
Pacific Heartbeat is a health-promoting program of the Heart Foundation of New Zealand. Tutuila Community Liaison, Pacific Heartbeat Lead, Heart Foundation. We're going to have our first break and we'll be right back. Alofalava, Malol Sofua. Welcome back to our beautiful listeners. And of course, you have been listening to our very special guest this morning, Tutuila Community Liaison, Pacific Heartbeat Lead, Heart Foundation. Talofalava Law of Yonga.
During that break, I was just sort of thinking about how we can bring things together. And recently, I was invited to Malaba Grammar, just down the road, where they the nurses sort of struggled with some of their Pacifica students who were obese. And sort of seeked a bit of guidance from the Pacific Heartbeat. So I'd just like to, shout out to any of our Pacifica parents, families, or any of the community. We are available to come in and give you a bit of guidance and work with you. We'll work beside you. And the easiest way to contact us is on, if you are on social media, pacificheartbeat.nz. And if you can just leave us a message or the other fantastic thing is our website, www.heartfoundation.org.nz. If you look through that, and you'll see a lot of resources in terms of recipes, training, nutritional advice, and then that'll be a fantastic help. There's various materials in the different Pacific languages, which is what we've found has been a massive help for our community. So if there's one message I'd like to leave with our listeners, please reach out. We don't have all the answers, but we'll definitely be able to work with you if you're looking at in terms of nutrition, because what we've found recently is nutrition is playing a big part. Mental health, especially working with Whakatautua, they've seeked advice around nutrition for their clients, because obviously with medication they tend to eat a bit more, so that they seek a bit of advice around that. And the New Zealand Police, one of their sort of things that they've looking for is guidance around different sort of meals in terms of, because of shift work. So those are sort of some of the things that for our listeners, I've also just received a message, that I need to say something nice about my middle child, Anastasia. So Anastasia, your father is very proud of you. Anastasia participated in Western Springs, dragon boating in the weekend. So she made myself, my wife, very, very proud. She's a very quiet person and reserved person, but she took that step of faith. So, to all our listeners out there, our Pacifica community, Pacific Heartbeat is the Pacific arm of the Heart Foundation, and we are there to serve you. So please, if there are any needs around nutrition, health and nutrition, contact us on social media, theheartfoundation.org.nz or pacificheartbeat.nz on Facebook, and like us and post a message.
And so to our beautiful listeners, you have been listening to Tutuila, Community Liaison, Pacific Heartbeat Lead, Heart Foundation. He has covered a lot of serious topics, actually, I'll use that word. And he's just finished off by mentioning the word obese, which is from the school request, where they need to look at nutrition, things that we don't want to talk about, portion, things like that. But you know what, also he's reminded us there is a lot of bullying going on at school, and part of it is when we get a bit obese. And so we really need to understand it's important to look after ourselves. So from Te Ama and to Tuila, God bless you. Continue to do the good work you're doing. God bless everyone.